When you get here tonight, you're going to make marks on me. Marks, plural. You're going to stain me, and I'm not talking about my soul. I'm talking about a brand, a claim of ownership etched into my skin. Some women get jewelry. Some men just wrap an arm around their shoulders. And that's enough. But you and I want you to take me here tonight. I want you to take my body and make it yours. I have a pleasant dinner with friends at 7, and then I'll come home, and I'll take off my dress, and unstrap my heels, and then my bra. Just my lace panties left around my body. But before I can slip them down, I'll hear you shifting in the doorway. I'm picturing that moment. And in that moment, I don't know how long you've been there. Just watching my curves slowly being stripped bare. I leave the door open for you, and you walk in like you own the place. And maybe you do. I'm not sure I could ever refuse you much, even if I wanted to. But there's only one thing in this room you're interested in taking. No words between us tonight. Our lips and tongues will be otherwise engaged. I feel your tall, hard body, so strong. I could stretch up to kiss you like this all night, but you're taking a lot more from me than my mouth. You'll pull away too soon and grab my hair, too rough to keep my lips from chasing after yours. And little kisses down my cheek, moving up so your hot breath tickles my ear, and then down my bare neck. And you reach my shoulder, and it's here that I receive my first mark. Your teeth around my collarbone, where the soft kisses turn sharp and feral, biting and sucking like I'm prey. Your prey. And I moan, and your hands are all over me, and I'm practically rubbing myself against your clothed body, but you're not so merciful as to satisfy me. You like it like this, and you push me away and tell me to present myself for you. So I lay myself out like an offering, head down, elbows on the bed, holding my ass up into the air for you. And you watch for what feels like hours. And then you speak for the first time. You're wet, you say, you little slut. And I am. A damp line down the center of my panties. And you trace it with your finger from bottom to top. And then you hook that finger in the lace and drag down, exposing my pussy to you. Ready, glistening, dripping and aching to feel you. I feel you, but just one finger again, just brushing between my pussy lips, tracing out my wetness, circling my clit, I can't see anything with my head down like this. But I can feel your hot breath on my cunt and I cry out for your tongue. Please, 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 sir. Let me feel you. Your belt unclasps and I dare to help. Then I realize you're folding the leather in your hand. Ask me again, you say. Each strike. You're marking me again. And this time it's really gonna hurt. I'm so open at this point in the fantasy, so helpless. On my elbows, I can't even see you. Can't do anything but keep my ass raised as easy targets for you. Please, sir. And by four, moaning. My knees are weak. My ass is smarting. And by six, I think I'm gonna cry. It feels so good. The crack of your belt stops after seven. And you make me wait for the final blows. Actually make me beg for them. Please, sir. Please. Spank me. And you ask me why? Because I want you to mark me, sir. I want your brand across my ass. Bite down on these, slut, you say. And you hand me my own panties. And they're wet and dirty with my own cum. But I open my mouth and I let you stuff them inside. Do I have a choice? And I scream into my wet panties as you deliver the last three blows. Quickly, but furiously. Like you're trying to break the skin. And maybe you do. Making sure your brand lasts. Making sure I grimace and think of you every time I sit down for days. And finally, after all that, your fingers brush my pussy. You've soaked yourself, slut, you say softly, teasing my clit, leaning forward to kiss up along my spine. And here, you change my position again. And there's no pain this time. But neither do I get what I so desperately want. You take what you want from me, as you always have. And the only words I can say when you pull down my panties are, please, sir, give me your cock. And I'm on my back, my head dangling off the edge of the bed. Your cock presses against my eager lips. All I can see are your legs and your fat balls. But I can taste your pre-cum on my tongue, and that's all that matters. This is when you start to throat fuck me. Not a blowjob, because this isn't me pleasuring you. No. You're using me like a toy, like a fuck doll, fucking my mouth like it's nothing but a conveniently warm hole. And I struggle to relax, to take your thick cockhead into my mouth without gagging. But it doesn't matter if I cough or splutter or if tears are in my eyes and my makeup runs down my cheeks, mixing with my spit. Just more marks. Please, another sign of your passage, and then it's finally time when your cock is fully hard and I can't fit it in my throat any longer, no matter how much I cough. You held me up by the hair, such a gentleman, and throw me onto my back, and you call me a whore, and you ask me what I want, and so I spread my legs. Oh, and I come three times before you finally empty your balls inside of me. The first time just from you fucking me like you're trying to break me and ruin me. And the second, when you hit my G-spot better, holding my thighs up against your shoulders and digging in with your fingers, oh, leaving marks in your nails, drawing blood, more marks. Hurt me, sir, please. Make me yours. Fuck. Fuck. And I'm building to my third time when you come inside me. And I can feel you twitching and shaking in my cunt. And you stop thrusting and moan in frustration. But you reach down and pinch my clit so hard it fucking hurts. And it hurts as I come. See, you do care about my pleasure. In the end. And when I wake up the next morning, you'll be gone, as always. But there's one more mark you've left me. Your cum, marking me, painted across my thighs. Dripping out of me through the night, and the smell staying with me for hours more, claiming me, branding me, and marking me as yours.